Thank you very much, Kevin. Hey, everyone. Your Money Matters coming up next. I'm John Hansen, and we normally say that the show likes to save you money and then you keep the money you get. Well, we're following suit today. We have a woman on who says that, I know we've all heard of extreme couponing, and people often scratch their heads and wonder if it's worth that much work, but she's got some tips that can save you $20, $25 at the grocery store every time you go, she says, and that's a lot of money. That adds up pretty quickly. Apparently, it doesn't take too much work. We'll chat with her in just a little bit. And then Professor Fraud is joining us to chat about how to protect ourselves a little bit more from potential Russian cyber attacks. And also a scam that's going down about these peer-to-peer sharing money digitally over the phone using one of those apps. We'll get to all of that and the question of the day. If you know the answer, 312-981-7200. Call in right now. Last year, 60 million Americans lost a total of $29.8 billion. Doing what? 60 million of us lost nearly $30 billion doing what? 312-981-7200 if you've got an answer to the question of the day. We'll get to the rest of the show after this on WGN. Wish the weather would improve just a little bit. Boy, we were spoiled over the weekend, and on Monday, we were here. It was like 80 degrees, 73 degrees, something crazy like that. Andrew and I were looking across each other at the glass saying, we're going to walk on home from work today. And now me and Iridian have got umbrellas here on our Thursday. Thanks for joining us. This show is all about keeping money in your pocket when you can, getting more of it when you can. And that's what today's show's all about. But let's get to the question of the day, because we got people on hold trying to guess. Last year, 60 million Americans lost nearly $30 billion doing what? And we have our first caller of the day is Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing great. You having a good day?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that's about how we all feel right now with this weather. All right, what's your guess, Mary?
My guess was playing slot machines.
Slot machines, cha-ching. I don't know what the answer to that is. That maybe you're right. I wonder how much we lose in slot machines each year. Just not the answer we were looking for, Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, let's go to Kelly. Kelly, you're on WGN. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your day?
Good. Good.
All right.
Heading home.
Okay.
I'm saying gambling.
So you're going a little broader, not slot machines specifically, but gambling, whether it's sports gambling, whether it's betting on horses or whatever. That's your guess?
Yes.
It's a great guess. Not the answer, though. I'm sorry, Mary Kelly.
All right.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Enjoy the rest of your trip on home. 312-981-7200. If you've got a guess for what 60 million Americans lost nearly $30 billion a year doing in the last year. That is a lot of money. Phone lines are lighting up, but we still have room for you. 312-981-7200. Iridian is getting our callers lined on up. Also going to talk about the job market in a little bit. Got some great numbers today. But let's go to Connie. Connie, before we get to the job numbers, well, what's your guess, Connie? How are you doing this evening?
Okay.
All right. What you thinking?
They were scammed an unemployment claim.
Oh, interesting that we lost $30 billion, because there were a lot of scams about unemployment. Connie, that's not the answer, though. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll try again. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. We appreciate that. Let's go to Jim. Is it Jim?
Yes, it is.
All right, Jim, what's your guess for the question of the day?
Not filing for stimulus.
Ooh, like you didn't get your stimulus and you didn't note that on your taxes, or you didn't follow up with the government to get that money and it's just sitting somewhere.
Correct.
Oh, man, that's a great guess. I hope there's $30 billion out there for someone. It's not the answer to the question of the day, though, Jim. I'm sorry.
All righty.
Great guess.
I'll hear the answer later.
Yes, you will. I sure hope so. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WGN. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
How's your day going? You're enthusiastic.
Going pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. What's your guess, my friend?
Cyber attacks.
Cyber attacks. And we're going to be talking about cyber attacks a little bit later on. I'll have to look that up. I don't know how much we've lost in cyber attacks, but whether it was credit card information stolen, that certainly costs a lot of people some money. Yeah. It's just not the answer to the question of the day.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Paul. Thanks for calling,
though. Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WGN. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I figure there's a lot of people sitting in traffic just idling now at stoplights.
Yeah, so like either the money lost from gas or the time that's lost, and that equals money, right, Bob?
Right, exactly.
It's a great guess. It's not the answer to the question of the day. I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. And Mark, you're on WGN. You were going to say something similar, weren't you, Mark?
I missed that last one.
Yeah, he said
I was going to say.
Yeah, he said sitting in traffic. It's a great guess. I like where your head's at, Mark. Just not the answer to the question of the day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Keep on listening. Hopefully we get an answer today because it's a Thursday show. We don't do a show on Fridays. And if we don't get the answer today, it rolls over to Monday. And no one likes waiting 3 days to the answer for a trivia question. 312-981-7200 if you've got any guesses. And I think we got one or two more coming in. So right before traffic, we'll try and get one more. And let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on WGN. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good.
What's your guess today?
Playing the lottery.
Ooh, you say that with such confidence, Kevin. Do you play scratch-offs or do the picks at all?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. Very smart. It's not the answer, though. It's a great guess, though, Kevin. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right. Let's tell you what. Let's get a look at traffic and weather, and hopefully we'll get an answer, Mary, after you're reporting some commercials.
It's a hard one.
It is. It's a fun one, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
And thank you so much for spending some of your Thursday evening with us. We got a great guest on in just a moment. Jennifer King's going to tell us how we can save a little bit of money at the grocery store each time we go. Boy, we're all looking for something like that, but we're looking for a question, answer to the question of the day really quickly. 60 million Americans last year, they lost nearly $30 billion doing what? The phone lines are packed, so I got to take a couple answers to get more people on the line. Let's go to Brian first. Hey, Brian.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. What's your guess?
Buying, selling, trading of cryptocurrency.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, it had a good start to the year. I know it had some down valleys, too. That might be more than $30 billion, actually, Brian. It's a great guess, just not the answer to the question of the day. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, no problem. You too. Thanks so much, Brian. Let's go to Trevor. Trevor, you're on WGN. How you doing, Trevor?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your guess?
I think it's buying food and then never eating it.
Wasted food, like at the grocery store or something like that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's a great guess. It's just not the answer to the question of the day.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Trevor. But you guessed it. You might have guessed it because of our next guest, and that offers us a great transition to welcome in Jennifer King to the program. She is an expert at all things coupons and saving at the grocery store, JenniferSaves.com. Jennifer, thanks for coming on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
You know, Jennifer, when I hear about couponing, my thoughts go to some of those shows that we've seen where people just do so much. And you almost wonder, they spend so much time doing it, is it even worth the time? But your couponing expertise is a little bit, like, simpler, right? Things that we can do to save, I don't know, $5, $10, $15, $20 each time we go that doesn't take hours to do, right?
Exactly. Those shows got people so excited back in the day, but it's not a realistic look at how you can genuinely save week in and week out at the grocery stores. And you don't have to do those crazy things that you saw people do in the stores where they were, you know, diving into dumpsters to get coupons and they had these gigantic binders they were carrying everywhere. That is not couponing in the 2020s. It's all about store apps, getting discounts on your phone that you're using either at the cashier checkout or you're using online and picking up your groceries and really streamlining that process.
I imagine more people have been going to JenniferSaves.com this year as inflation continues to hit the entire market. Have a lot of people been asking you now?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of additional rise in traffic, both on the website and then in my social media groups as well. Just people coming in and going, gosh, we're at our breaking point. How can we start shaving some cash down off of these gigantic grocery bills?
Yeah,
all right, definitely have some tips to do that.
Well, take us to class. I got my notes ready. I got my pencil and paper ready. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, when people start, typically what they try to do to get started is that they'll see a deal on social media. You know, they're on Instagram and they're on TikTok and they see somebody kind of showing off their couponing haul. And they get excited and they want to go track down that specific deal. And I think that's really backwards. Instead, I want people to start with the store that they usually shop at, whatever that store is that you're really comfortable with, right? Go in, make sure you Google the store's coupon policy and make sure that you have it on your phone, or even if you've got a printer accessible, print out a copy to bring it with you.
So they have to post their policies so then you'll find it online.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The policies are going to be on the website. And then that way you've got it with you when you're doing your couponing deals, just in case there are any questions, you know, particularly in the labor market right now where they're having people kind of come and go in retail really frequently. Sometimes you get cashiers who aren't even trained yet on what that store's coupon policy is, right?
Okay.
So if you have that policy with you, you're going to feel more secure. The cashier is going to feel more comfortable with you. Everything's just going to go.
So you bring the rule book with you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Then the other thing I want people to make sure that they've got is the store's app. If your store that you usually shop at has an app, put it on your smartphone. And if they have a loyalty card, make sure you have yourself hooked up with that too. A lot of stores, when they have loyalty cards, you don't even get access to their sales unless you're signed up for the loyalty card first.
Wow. I know a lot of people see the prices maybe that's labeled for loyalty. They go, they check out, they don't even realize they're not getting it until they look at their receipt. And the app thing
that's
is so
exactly
important.
Right.
And Jennifer, I'm not going to name the place I go to, but I asked someone once, they would always ask for my phone number. And I'd ask one of the two of the cashiers, I'm like, does this really save me any money if I give you the number? And they said no. So I didn't do anything. And I downloaded the app. And I'm telling you, every single time, it's at least $4, $5, $6 of things I already buy. So you've got to be proactive.
That's exactly right. And again, those cashiers may have just been, you know, a few weeks on the job and not known themselves. Yeah. Oh, that hurts my heart for
it's
you.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I may be late to the party, but I brought the beer, so we're good. So is it about then, you know, the old traditional model of going into the newspaper and cutting them out? I mean, I'm sure there's still a little bit of that. Or is that like a springboard into the apps? Or is it a matter of, hey, before you go to the grocery store, look at that app and maybe design a list around it?
Right. I think you can mix and match your options. So for me and for a lot of people who have been couponing for quite a long time, most of us have transitioned to primarily app couponing and will supplement with coupons from the newspaper if there's a specific deal that we're looking for. But there are times where I think people will be more comfortable starting off with newspaper coupons. And one is if you're in a store that doesn't do maybe a big box store, you know, like the Walmarts of the world. They don't do grocery sales, right? So if you have to shop there, if that's your consistent place that you go to, then newspaper coupons are your primary way to save money there. But I think more and more stores are seeing that kind of customer loyalty that they can build through the app experience. So it benefits both the store and the shopper to become really familiar with it.
Is it helpful to get to know the employees of the store?
Oh, so much so.
Why?
I have a regular store that, again, I won't name names, but similar where you put your telephone number in and you get your savings. And they will give me heads up because I've been going there for years. When clearance comes around, they're like, hey, we're getting ready to mark this down. And I know you might have coupons for these items. And we'll start on Thursday at 4. And I'm like, note to self, I'll swing by on my way home from work. Right. And then I get first pick of everything.
So there are natural cycles to some of these deals that they do, whether it's coupons or just general deals.
Yeah, absolutely. We will see coupons and sales layered together for a lot of really big brand names, and they'll tend to put the coupons out first, and then a week or two, a sale will follow after, but the coupons will still be good. So if you can get your coupons and have them clipped and ready to go on your app or clipped out of the paper, whichever you do, and then the sale comes up, you can layer those together for additional savings.
All right, how much have you saved in a typical year? And I'm saying that you're not going overboard, you're not doing the binders, you're not diving into dumpsters. What are you saving?
Well, I personally save on average about $50 each week off of shelf prices because I have a small family. It's just my wife and I and home and pets, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't ever have to do those large-scale shopping trips that you saw on those television shows. But $50 a week.
Are you kidding?
Every single week, that's $2,500, right? Over the course of a year, that's serious money.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. I'm getting part of the way there with $5 or $10 here or there, but I'm going to get a little bit more serious. So I guess, you know, we only got about, you know, 20, 30 seconds left. Biggest lesson, what? Be your biggest advocate for this stuff?
Yeah. My biggest recommendation is to start. Right? Start
mm-hmm.
today, Google your store policy, get that app on your phone, and then you can go look at my website, look in social media for deals that match that particular store once you've got the policy and the app and the loyalty card in place.
All right, JenniferSaves.com. Jennifer, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now we saved you a little money. How do you keep it? Protect yourself from cyber attacks or some other scams we're hearing out there. We'll get to that after the break in the news here on Your Money Matters on WGN. First, let's see if we can get an answer to the question of the day. Last year, 60 million Americans lost $29.8 billion doing what? Pedro, you've been holding for a long time, my friend. Thank you. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Good. What's
How's yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Very few people ask
me. This is my first time calling, and I'm excited.
Hey, Pedro. Well, I appreciate it. Longtime WGN listener?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every morning on my way to work, I used to listen to Bob Surratt in the mornings when he was there at 5.
Oh, he's still there. Oh, because now he's at 6. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, now he's at 6. Yeah, but...
Well,
my answer to the question was... I'm wondering if it was jobs related, how people were stay unemployed all last year.
Oh, like lost jobs, wages?
To lose money on that.
Yeah, it's a great guess. Losing money, losing jobs. I'm sorry, that's not the answer to the question of the day. It would have been perfect if Pedro, on his first call to WGN, had won. But you didn't, Pedro. I'm so sorry. That would have been a storybook ending.
Right. That's okay. Thank you anyway.
Hey,
happy to call.
Don't be a stranger, Pedro. Call again, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the phone family. Let's go to Carol quickly. Carol, how are you doing?
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. You've called in before. I know that, Carol.
I have. I know you don't like the questions to, you know, go run over.
I don't. So what's your guess?
So I better have an answer. I'm thinking in those, like, soda pop machines.
$30 billion? Oh, like lost inside the machines and stuff?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure people lose money. I'd be amazed if it was $30 billion, but what do I know? What do I know? I mean, it may be, Carol. It's just not the answer to the question of the day. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks
Carol. I always love hearing from Carol. She's one of the best. All right, well, 312-981-7200 if you got any guesses. Let's pivot to our next guest. I'm so excited to chat with Professor Fraud, Professor William Cressy, and he joins us now. Professor Fraud, thanks for hopping on Your Money Matters with us.
It's great to be with you, John. First-time listener, long-time caller, yeah. Or something.
Whatever you're supposed to say on the radio.
Well, exactly.
I wanted to bring you on for a couple different topics, and we spent the first half of the show teaching people a little bit of how to save a little extra money, and now I want them to keep it. And we all use these apps to send money to each other, and for the most part, boy, they're a godsend. It makes life really easy. People got to watch out, though, don't they?
We're getting reports around the country about the two big ones are Venmo and Zelle. And Zelle, which is owned by big banks,
right?
There are folks who will approach a customer. The idea seems to be that out there on the dark web, they have information about you and what bank you bank at, and they will contact you either on the phone or via email or even text and say, there's a problem with your account. We need you to transfer some money so that we can write your account. It's a fraudster, and you know, even if they call you on the phone, they'll spoof the caller ID, so it's the name of your bank, and then you go ahead and you do that transaction.
Oh no!
And now you're out of the money. They've got the money because they can open an account very quickly online now, make it accessible to Zelle. Boom, they got the money, and then they disappear into the wind.
Wow.
The real problem with this is the banks are starting to take a hard line. And they're saying, well, you weren't defrauded. You went through with this transaction with opened eyes, and therefore we're not going to reimburse you for the loss.
Right. And that's hard money for them to recover, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. However, the federal government seems to take a dim view on that.
Okay.
and say, no, they were defrauded and you didn't do enough to protect this customer. And so it's right now we're kind of at a tipping point to find if in these sort of frauds involving Zelle, whether the banks will reimburse. One suggestion I saw was if you have a friend who's a lawyer, have them send a letter on their lawyer letterhead saying, and then, you know, copy, the various consumer organizations and government agencies and the Illinois Attorney General's office. And very often at that point, the bank will relent and restore the monies to your account.
You can say Hanson and Hanson. You can tell them my name and tell them WGN will give them a call if they don't help people out. Because, Professor, this is an easy thing to fall for, right? I know a lot of people say, how could I ever do this? But it seems legit. There's something wrong. Right. They happen to know you have this account. How would they know that? Oh, my goodness. Like, this is typical.
Well, the fraudsters, I'll tell you, this is one of the reasons that I love being Professor Fraud and studying fraud. I have colleagues who, they specialize in 14th century French literature. They're not making any more of that. But the fraudsters are constantly coming up with new ways to separate you from your money.
You're always busy.
So yeah, so it's a wonderful area of, you know, to be a professor. I feel sorry for the victims,
right?
But the fraudsters are good at figuring out ways of human behavior,
right?
Of sounding just good enough to get you to go through with it. I describe it sometimes as the surprise party technique. If you've
great.
Ever had a surprise party, you walk in the room, surprise, oh my goodness, I never saw this coming. And then an hour later, you're thinking, yeah, I did. All the clues were there.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Professor Fraud, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to do a quick weather traffic break. You cool talking about Russia after the break?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say yet.
All right, Professor, putting you on hold. Let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. We're talking about the Cash App sending money scams that are out there before. But even more serious, and I guess on a global scale, are cyber attacks. Well, not everything's serious, of course, but these are certainly global issues. I know we've been warned about Russia cyber attacks. Professor Fraud, any information on that?
Yes. A couple of things. First off, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, known as CISA, has issued a Shields Up alert, warning folks that we are expecting potential cyber warfare coming out of Russia.
Uh-huh.
And any folks, especially if you're executive level in a business or whatever, just Google Shields Up, and it'll take you to that site with a lot of tips on what you can do. But yeah, we are expecting, especially if this thing starts going south, that the folks in Russia may launch cyber attacks on the U.S. Now, I was actually in a briefing on the web yesterday with about two dozen folks out of London,
mm-hmm.
and there's some stuff I can't even tell you about. This
tease us! Come on.
Okay, as long as you don't put it out on the air.
Yeah, for sure.
But the couple of problems with that. Russia has some very good cyber folks in their intelligence and military, but they also rely a lot on what you could call mercenaries or privateers or independent contractors out there who do a lot of the cyber or the ransomware and things that we see going on already. Well, one of those organizations is called Conti. Much like Karen Conti, who's on the air at WGN a lot, my law school classmate.
Oh, nice.
It turns out that a lot of the hackers in Russia are actually Ukrainian.
Are you kidding me?
And no. And they might be hackers, but they're mostly patriots. And a lot have gone back to Ukraine, and they're helping the Ukrainians. And one of the things they did was create a website on the dark web called Conti Leaks, where they're telling us all about this criminal organization called Conti and how they run their organization and who's in it and how they do ransomware and things like that. And so I'm sure our experts over here, in fact, I know throughout the West, are studying the stuff that's coming out about Conti.
Right.
The other thing is, most of the communications gear that the Russian military have in Ukraine is not encrypted. Only their special forces folks have encrypted communication gear. And these Ukrainian hackers have hacked into it all. And they're listening in on the conversations of the Russian military.
Wow.
Now, I shouldn't have even told you, but...
There we go.
I think it's pretty much out there.
Right. Well, I mean, that's encouraging news, but certainly they still have some capabilities. Do people need to be worried about individual bank accounts, or is it more institutions going down that could be more of a nuisance to people, or should there be things people are doing to actually protect their money, especially small business owners and stuff like that?
Yes, I think, again, everyone should go to this Shields Up website put out by CISA and look at the tips there for various levels of folks. As I tell everyone, check your bank accounts every day, or at least, I think at this time right now, maybe every day or every other day.
Yeah.
And if you want to, take a screenshot of what the balance is so that if something were to happen, you have some proof of how much money you had in the bank.
Yeah.
The attacks are going to be at you know, is expected, financial markets, banks, and things like that, but also the energy sector. Pipelines, electricity,
things, yeah.
And things like that. Yeah. So, and we know that they're, for years now, they've been hardening their systems, and we just hope that it's going to be good enough.
Professor, I want to give out that website, cisa.gov/shields-up, or just Google Shields.
You got it.
It was really easy. And you mentioned checking your bank account, screen grabbing it. Is that literally in case data systems are lost, that you have some way to prove that that was what you had before?
Yes, but I'll tell you, all of the banks, they keep redundant records and all of that. I mean, that's if you're
really
scared that something might happen. Really, yeah.
Yeah,
if you want to go out and get a solar panel and a generator, you can do that. But I think we're okay.
All right.
On that. Our systems are good.
Professor Fraud, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. I hope you'll do it again, okay?
I'd love to. It's been fun.
I love that enthusiasm. And Professor Fraud, where can people go to find out more information about all that you do?
ProfessorFraud.com.
Hey, that's easy. All right, Professor, talk to you soon. He's great. We love having him here on WGN. Never knew he went to class with Karen Conti. Tell you what, let's try and get an answer to the question of the day here before we leave. 60 million Americans lost a total of $29.8 billion last year. Doing what? We'll do this rapid fire. Stephanie, you're on WGN. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your guess?
My guess is not making payments on your credit card so you accrue fees.
Ooh, like an interest, yeah. That's a great guess. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little more than that. That's not the answer. I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. I'm sorry, Stephanie. Let's go to Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your guess?
Sports betting.
Sports betting. We had someone else guess slot machines before. That wasn't it. It's also not sports betting. I'm sorry. Who's the dog behind you, Sarah?
My dog, Rex. Barking out the window.
Hey, Rex, barking out the window. I know that game. All right, Sarah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's go to Maurice. Maurice, hey, Maurice.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You got a guess for us?
Yeah, I guess that people were spending that money, losing that much money throwing out groceries.
I bet it's, I wouldn't be surprised if it's near there. Boy, we waste a lot of food. It's just not the answer to the question of the day, Maurice. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I know. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. What's up, Mike?
John?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm in my... Finally, I got through it. I got hung up on two things, but that's all right. I hung in there.
What's your guess?
Love your show.
Thank you,
love
sir.
Love your show, John. Playing the market. Playing the stock market.
Playing the stock market. I think last year a lot of people made money on the market, Mike, but it's a great guess. Sorry we hung up on you a couple times. You didn't get the answer
that's
right.
That's all right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You're worth it.
Hey, look at Mike. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on WGN. Please, do you have an answer for us?
Good evening, John. How are you?
Good. What's your guess, my friend?
Scams. Internet scams, phone scams.
And that is the answer to the question of the day. 60 million folks losing $30 billion to phone scams alone. Eric, thanks. Stay on the line. Okay, we're going to get you an American Weather Makers. We're going to get you American Weather Makers weather radio. Thanks so much, Eric.
Sure. Great. Thank you, John.
All right.
Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Hey, that's going to do it for this week of Your Money Matters. We got great shows lined up next week, including a financial therapist. Ooh, if you have anxiety, I know a lot of you do, pay attention next week. Let's take a break, then news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.